7. The Ohio Department. Pinkerton had a trusted courier deliver his May 4th letter to McClellan, telling him he was on his way to Ohio. McClellan wanted Pinkerton to be his spy. To whet his future boss's appetite for what the detective thought he could do for him, Pinkerton passed along in his May 4th letter the latest political intelligence he had collected during his Washington visit. General Scott considered McClellan an able officer. Lincoln was impressed with a letter McClellan sent him outlining his ideas for the strategic direction of the war. From what he had learned from the president and other senior officials, Pinkerton was sure McClellan would command an area far larger than Ohio, which turned out to be correct. His territory would extend eventually to Indiana, Illinois, western Pennsylvania, western Virginia, and Missouri. Pinkerton added a bit vainly that McClellan might not know it, but the detective was the man who got Lincoln safely through Baltimore to foil an assassination plot. Pinkerton knew the political gossip he brought from Washington would massage McClellan's ego, which was massive. Trim and dapper with dark auburn hair, just a slight goatee and a thick mustache, he was a handsome man to whom military appearance was important. With a pleasant smile and gray-blue eyes intently fixed on whomever he talked to, McClellan stirred remarkable affection among civilian friends, military subordinates, and strangers who had just met him. Only 34 and one of the most well-read men in the Army, he became a master at delivering inspiring proclamations. But he was a man possessed by demons and delusions, wrote a biographer, obsessed with gathering more troops under his command, believing to the point of hallucination that the enemy always outnumbered him and hostile elements in the U.S. government plotted his destruction. Adulation went to his head. He developed a messiah complex, convinced he was the country's savior.